know, there are great musicians out there. Venues are getting better. PAs are getting better. I think you can, and the audiences are prepared to listen now to stuff that maybe they wouldn't have been 5, 10 years ago. So who knows?
Hello, welcome to the K-Scope podcast. That, the voice of Stephen Wilson at the recent Progressive Music Awards Kew Gardens, winner of the Album of the Year. We'll hear more from Stephen and a track from that album shortly, plus Steve Hogarth and Danny Kavanagh too. Here to begin with, though, here's something new on K-Scope, Catatonia, from the album Dethroned and Uncrowned. Here's The One You Are Looking For Is Not Here.
This breaking vow rests so near my tongue, anchor on the cloud. Shade upon the sun, you took my word for it, the vanishing of doubt. Time froze over. I must lead the way for this conclusion. I let you inherit these words I sing to you. See how death will bestow seclusion. Irrelevant time will pass, and nothing will survive. See the evening rise, and take my word for it. Focus is beyond your vision. Fold my empty space. Your time froze over. I must lead the way for this conclusion. I let you inherit. The one you are looking for is hidden from me. Do you remember when it didn't used to be so dark? When everything was possible.
Catatonia, The One You Are Looking For Is Not Here, taken from Dethroned and Uncrowned, out now. Subscribe to Catatonia's mailing list and you can download that track for free. kscopemusic.com/catatonia. And you can buy as a 2 CD or 2 vinyl bundle the Catatonia and Wisdom of Crowds albums together via the K-Scope website. The latter album, the collaboration between Catatonia's Jonas Rentsch and the Pineapple Thief's Bruce Sword, had a track nominated at the Progressive Music Awards for Anthem of the Year. Bruce Sword's had a busy year, hasn't he? More from him shortly. First, though, Stephen Wilson won the Album of the Year award at the Progressive Music Awards 2013 for his latest K-Scope album, The Raven That Refused to Sing and Other Stories. And I spoke to Stephen as he clutched his award.
Stephen, congratulations. I guess everybody tonight, very interestingly, a leitmotif was everybody thanked Jerry Ewing for what he's done. Can you put into words what Jerry Ewing has done tonight?
Well, I think, as I said on stage, I think, you know, if you play this kind of music, whatever you call it, I think most people call it progressive, whatever it is, you do kind of, in a way, you consign yourself to be neglected by the mainstream media. Still, even though I think that the ice has melted somewhat over the last 10 years, you still struggle to get anything other than, you know, cultdom. But one of the things that has really helped in the UK is having a mainstream, you know, a magazine you can find on the shelves in WH Smith's with, you know, progressive music unashamedly emblazoned, you know, across the front cover and all new, the pages inside.
And new and old as well, I guess.
New and old,
it's not
yeah.
Like it's not like a fusty Mojo style. Maybe.
No, quite the contrary. Yeah. I think if they have a problem is that not many of the new acts have really broken through
to be on the cover.
To the higher level where they can put them on the cover
yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
But I think that will change.
That's always the way with publishing, though, is that you draw people in with the...
With the old, the stuff
acts,
they like already, yeah. I'm sure that will change. But I think, you know, it's the most... You could argue he should get an award for being the most bloody-minded. Because it's the... I'm sure when they started doing this, everyone told them it was a waste of time and they'd folded it. And here they are, you know, 3 years later. You know, there are great musicians out there. Venues are getting better. PAs are getting better. And the audiences are prepared to listen now to stuff that maybe they wouldn't have been 5, 10 years ago. So who knows?
Thanks very much for speaking to me, Steve. I'm really grateful. I'll let you enjoy the rest of the evening.
Awesome, winner of Album of the Year at the Progressive Music Awards 2013. That's Drive Home. 21st of October, K-Scope are releasing Drive Home as a new audio-visual package, as a Blu-ray and CD set, and as a CD and DVD set. And there's a new video for Drive Home, directed by Jess Cope, which can be seen on the mini site, kscopemusic.com/Stephen Wilson. And his band will be back on tour throughout October and November, 3 dates in Australia and then loads of European shows. The Blu-ray and DVD feature the new video for the lead track, Drive Home, along with a video for The Raven That Refused to Sing, and also 4 live tracks recorded in Frankfurt during the recent Stephen Wilson band tour. Plus, the Blu-ray and DVD feature audio recordings of 2 previously unreleased tracks, one called The Birthday Party, and an orchestral stripped-back version of the song The Raven That Refused to Sing. Next up then, a chat with Steve Hogarth, vocalist of course for Marillion and Hogarth and Barbieri, at the Progressive Music Awards to garner his opinions.
Steve, have you enjoyed this evening?
Immensely, yes, thank you. Yeah.
Ian Anderson said something interesting, I thought. He talks about the fun people, the fun times. Is that how you see it? What you do for a living?
I think progressive rock as a medium is condemned for being self-serious and knitted brow. If you're in a band that's sort of experimenting and you may find, you may take the music extremely serious yourself and the words, and but there isn't that self-serious thing that you can find often in pop music, you know, which may seem light-hearted and a little bit perhaps superficial. If you get anywhere near those people, they're extremely serious. Where's my limo and all of that? And most of the people I've run into in this room this year, last year, and on the road in general, who are in bands that are kind of real bands, of real players, they can laugh at themselves and kind of have to, really.
Well, it is a slightly absurd... Well, and a very British thing as well, I guess. You spoke there of some of the new artists. And that's one of the things I admire about Jerry and the magazine, is the big lads are on the front, drawing you into the new groups. Yeah. Of these new groups that we've spoken about and seen this evening, whom do you admire?
I like what Bruce Sword's doing. I like what he was doing with the Pineapple Thief. Sound of Contact...
What about your plans for the immediate future and what's happening with you and Richard?
Richard and I are still writing together. I was working on a co-write this afternoon before I got in a taxi to come here. I was in the hotel room tinkering with something that we're putting together. We're going to put out another EP of 4 or 5 new songs. And that sounded really interesting. I mean, Richard is my chance to do something really minimalistic and really, you know, in a totally different place to Marillion. I really think Richard is a genius. I really think he's something else. He's in another place to so many other artists, and he's totally unique and of himself. I admire him immensely, and he's got incredible sensitivity. And nobody programs synthesizers like him. Nobody. I mean, he's... I could go on. Yeah. But he's something special.
He said that we're coming into his time, aren't we? Because he says he gets creative in the winter.
He does.
So we're coming into Richard time.
He does, yeah. So I'm hopeful that in the new year I might get 3 or 4 new things from him. What tends to happen is he sends me something extremely dark and I shower it with light.
Steve Hogarth, he mentioned there how much he digs the work of Bruce Sword. And Bruce was nominated for Anthem of the Year at the Progressive Music Awards for Frozen North from the album Wisdom of Crowds with Jonas from Catatonia. Bruce, as I said earlier, has had a very busy year this year. He's been busy with the Wisdom of Crowds project, the Pineapple Thief's All the Wars and Build a World releases, and also touring with the Pineapple Thief. And he's found time to remaster his older catalogue titles for K-Scope. At the moment, working on the 5th anniversary of Tightly Unwound, which was his first signing to K-Scope 5 years ago. for later this year, and released a couple of months ago this, with all new artwork, The Pineapple Thief, 137. Pineapple Thief 137 from the album 137. Danny Kavanagh was representing Anathema at the Progressive Music Awards. His band were nominated for the Live Event Award, and I caught up with Danny outside. They're on a big tour at the moment of the USA, which he was very excited about. But first, I asked him about the live album With a Difference the band have recently released on K-Scope.
Well, it's a live DVD, Blu-ray, live album, our first full account of ourselves on the live stage. It was also filmed with an orchestra in an open amphitheatre, Roman amphitheatre. So it had that kind of special atmosphere about it. It was in Bulgaria, where the audience is pretty wild. So everything came together, and, you know, but it was just all great. And you know what? The most interesting thing for me was we were all nervous as hell.
Yeah.
But I made a conscious decision to enjoy it. It was the second song, and I don't play much for the first half of Untouchable Part 2, and I was there with everything happening in the orchestra, and it was all live with the audience, Vinny singing, Lee singing, it's all electric, and I just took a step back and said, I'm going to just enjoy this and not worry about where I'm playing, where I'm standing, if I'm going to play a wrong note, you know, and I just let it all happen. And from the second song in, I was completely relaxed. A strange kind of zen came over me that night, and it all came together. It was a perfect night. There was a moment there where the fireworks from another display, not unconnected to our concert, just kicked off at the very end of the last song. Nice. The end of the last song, this firework display started that we hadn't even planned. So the timing of that was beautiful. And, you know, just one of those synchronistic moments when things come together and you feel, okay, this is a good place and a good space. And
what's next? Because
where
do you get? Because I guess that, because I'm wondering if the last two, they were so kind of connected stylistically, lyrically, emotionally, that's kind of done.
Yeah.
And of course, this live album is a nice bookend of that, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So what's next?
Well, we're going to go on tour for a little while, going to America for the first time.
Oh, wow.
So all across the States, that's a first. I've got a fantastic tour manager, so I'm feeling good about that. Then we're doing a week in South America to help fund all of that. Because it's expensive due to go to America. And then when that's done, it's a case of just getting to the rehearsal room and finish these new songs and take them to another level. And
how do you do that then? Who comes to the rehearsal room and where is it?
Well, we'll do it together. Just playing. Then go to a studio and just knock them out.
Okay.
But it's looking good.
I see. So kind of like, do it in the old-fashioned way then, I guess, making sure everyone's ready before you press,
that would be nice. I don't know exactly if it's going to work out quite like that on this album, but I like the idea of what Steve Wilson did on his last record, where he wrote the whole thing and then the band played it all live.
Yeah.
And I like that idea, and that's a possibility.
See the whites of their eyes in a circle.
I'd like to try and get there. Whether we'll do that on this record, I don't know, but certainly in the future. We're going to go to Norway, and I've got connections to Norway. I've written songs inspired by Norway, and I've lived there.
What time frame
December,
are we talking
January.
About now? Because I was going to say, Norway is going to be very, very dark and grim.
Yeah,
it
will, and there's no windows in the studio, so
right.
I'm going to come out looking like, you know.
Studio tan.
Yeah, laptop tan, isn't it? Yeah. We'll always be our songs. They'll always have our voice, our integrity. But I am going to open the doors and not be afraid to shift things.
Good work. Final question. How is everybody?
They're all good.
How are your comrades?
They're all good. We're all getting ready for America. And, you know, there's been a lot of things going on behind the scenes with preparing the new record and a lot of talking about music. But we're looking forward to getting into America and just playing as a band again.
Danny Kavanagh. The Anathema concert film, crafted by Lasse Heuler, is called Universal. The double album of the event is called Untouchable. This is out now. On the mini site, you can see a clip from the release of the band performing Universal. kscopemusic.com/Anathema. And you can also see an interview with Vincent talking about the release. Here then, with the Plovdiv Philharmonic Orchestra, is Anathema with Universal. I'm Billy Reeves, and I'll speak to you soon.
Above the clouds. We flew to heaven. Through the eye of the storm,
everybody on your feet, come on!